Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So we're going back to our time travel story for this month.
Yes.
Now we know that Roxy and Shia, they have traveled to many different times in history.
That's right, they went back to see the Mayan people in Central America, what would now be Mexico or the Central American countries. But this, of course, was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. So that was one of their interesting stops. But then they also went even further back in time, didn't
they?
Yeah,
to the time of the dinosaurs.
Ooh.
Then they went into the future and saw robots and flying cars.
Right.
And then just last month, they met the Wright brothers, who, of course, built and flew the first airplane.
Yep.
And they kind of gave them a little bit of help.
That's right, they did. They sort of taught the Wright brothers the best way to control their airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not find that in a history book, but it happened
it
to Roxy and Shia, so it must be true.
That's right. But you can guess what's going to happen today from the title of the article, which is Home at Last. Let's read it.
Time Travel. Home at Last.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia arrive in their Uncle Andrew's house.
Shia, look! We're in Uncle Andrew's house.
There's a newspaper. Look at the date.
It's December 26, 2016. It's the right day.
We're finally home.
What's all that noise?
Uncle Andrew!
Were you kids playing with my machine?
Yes, Uncle. It really works. We went to the past and the future.
Where did you get the time machine, Uncle?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm from the future.
Wow!
I like the food in this time, so I'm staying here.Don't tell anyone my secret, though.
Word power.
Newspaper. Newspaper. The newspaper arrives at our door.Every morning at 5 a.m. The newspaper arrives at our door every morning at 5 a.m. Finally, finally. After 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams.After 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams. Noise. Noise. The old washing machine is making a lot of noise. The old washing machine is making a lot of noise. Past.Past. My grandma likes to share stories from the past. My grandma likes to share stories from the past.
So the article begins, as always, telling us where they are this time. It says, Roxy and Shia arrive in their Uncle Andrew's house. Now, if you remember back to when these articles, this story first started, it was in Uncle Andrew's house that they found the time machine.
That's right.
So they're back in the right place. But are they back in the right time?
That's the big question. We're always worried about time when time traveling because the place could be good, but the year could be very wrong. Well, Roxy's looking around and she gets Shia's attention by saying, Shia, look! So you can imagine she might be pointing at something or something like that. And then she tells Shia exactly where she thinks they are. We're in Uncle Andrew's house.
Ooh,
she must be excited about this
because
it's been a long trip.
Yeah, she has wanted to go home for some time. Now then, Shia says, there's a newspaper. Now that's going to be really important because it will have the date on.
True.
Newspaper is spelled N-E-W-S-P-A-P-E-R, newspaper. It's today's first word power word. Let's take a look at it. A newspaper is a paper that is printed and given out, usually daily or weekly. It contains news, articles about people's opinions, special features, and advertising. So we could say, the newspaper arrives at our door every morning at 5 a.m. The newspaper arrives at our door every morning at 5 a.m. Okay, so they've got the newspaper,
Good.
Or the paper, as
That's
we often
right.
say.
And as you mentioned, the newspaper will have the date, including the year, at the top every single time you read it. And that's what Shia immediately wants to see. He says, look at the date! So he's already seen it. He's getting Roxy's attention. She sees it too. And she tells us what the date is. She says, it's December 26th. 2016. It's the right day. And
now,
also the right year.
Yes. Now, of course, right now it is 2017.
That's true.
But if you go back to our December issue of A+, and look at the first time story, you will realize they started their adventures on December 26th, last year, 2016. So what Roxy means is that they are back on the very same day that they left.
They've had all of those adventures, but in their time, in their home time, nothing really has changed. Maybe 1 minute has passed or something like that, but they're in the same day, in the same year, and also back in their Uncle Andrew's house. So that's why Shia says with some great excitement and probably a little bit of relief after this long and adventurous trip, we're finally home! Yay! And we have this word finally here. It's spelled F-I-N-A-L-L-Y, and it's our next word power word. And finally is an adverb that we often use to talk about things that have happened, and then we'll throw in finally at the end to say, and this was the last thing that happened. So if you're telling someone a story, for example, maybe you had many adventures, many things happened, and then you say, and finally, I got home. So that sort of tells the listener that you're wrapping up the story, and this is the last action, the last activity that happens at the end of your story. For example, we could say, after 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams. After 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams.
Okay, so they're, of course, they're very excited.
They're finally home.
Maybe shouting, maybe crying a little, dancing on the floor, something like that. As you would be if you got home not knowing if you could get home
That's
or not.
That's right, after almost being eaten by dinosaurs, so you would be happy to get home.
Very happy. So now we bring in Uncle Andrew.
Ah, yes.
Of course, they're in his house. So he comes in and he says, what's all that noise? So he's hearing these kids, they're shouting. They're screaming, and he says, what's all that noise? So let's look at this word noise. It's a noun. It's spelled N-O-I-S-E, noise. It's our next word power word. So noise, or a noise, is a sound. And we especially use the word noise when it's a loud sound, an unpleasant sound that we don't like, or a frightening sound that makes us feel scared. For example, the old washing machine is making a lot of noise. The old washing machine is making a lot of noise. My old washing machine did that. I hated it. Oh, I wanted to punch it.
Noisy machines can be the worst around your house, but noisy kids can be pretty bad too. But don't worry, Roxy and Shia are being noisy just because they're excited. Uncle Andrew is wondering, what's that noise? But as he comes down, he sees them, and they see him, and they shout, Uncle Andrew! As you might shout someone's name when you're excited to see them, for example, after a long time, or after adventures in history. And Uncle Andrew then asks a very good question. Were you kids playing with my machine? So he can see them standing mm-hmm. next to the time machine. He wants to know exactly what are they doing with his time machine, and I hope you didn't do anything to break it.
So Uncle Andrew asks, what were you doing with my time machine, mm-hmm. or were you playing with my time machine?
Right.
And Roxy says, yes, Uncle, it really works.
Oh, okay.
So what it means is, it's not just a toy, it really does let them go to different times and places. It's a real machine.
That's right. And to further add to that, Roxy says, we went to the past and the future.
Wow.
So he knows that his time machine not only works to travel one way in time, but always in time, both to the past and to the future. Isn't that great? What a smart scientist mm-hmm. and inventor he is. We have this word past, all right, P-A-S-T, past. It's a noun and it's a word power word. So we'll stop here and learn a little bit more. The past is a time. It's a time that happened yesterday, last week, last month, last year. Generally in English, when we talk about the time, we have three different times. The past, yesterday, the present, now, and the future, tomorrow. So if you're talking about something that has already happened, something that happened in history, you are talking about the past. For example, my grandma likes to share stories from the past. My grandma likes to share stories from the past.
Okay, and things are going to get interesting now because you may have been wondering about the same thing as Shia has been wondering and the question that he asks. Where did you get the time machine, Uncle? Why have you, our uncle, why do you have a time machine?
Interesting. Did he invent it? Did he buy it? Did he find it somewhere? Well, there seems to be some mystery or some questions about this. So Uncle Andrew tells the kids, I'll tell you the truth. Okay, good. Well, when you want to know the real facts, what really is going on, you want the truth, right? The truth is something that is true. It's not a lie. It's not made up. It's not just a story. It's something that is a fact, that is reality, or that is the truth.
Yeah, we often use it when we're going to tell somebody something that's a secret. So I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you what's really going on.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm from the future.
Wow.
Which is exactly what Roxy and Shia say. They say, wow.
That's what you say when someone tells you that they are from the future. So he's basically saying he's not from this time.
Mm-hmm.
He's from 100 or 1,000 years in the future, the year 2517 or mm-hmm. something like that. Of course, if you met someone from the future, you would probably also say, wow. All right, so let's find out more about this time-traveling mm-hmm. uncle of theirs. He tells them exactly why he's from the future. He says, I like the food in this time, so I'm staying here.
Yeah, well, the food in the time that we live in is pretty good.
Okay.
Maybe in the future they mm-hmm. won't be able to grow things. Animals may die.
True.
So we might just have to eat little, like, pills or cubes.
And that's Soylent.
That's your food for the day. Yeah,
yes.
We could be eating Soylent Green.
Mm.
Now, here he says, I like the food in this time. Okay, time is spelled the same way as the other kinds of time, but here we're using it to mean a period in history. So we could say the time of the Romans, Victorian times, and so on. When Uncle Andrew says, I like the food in this time, he means here and now, the present, as Mike was talking about, not the future, not the past, the food right now. Okay, he also used the V-I-N-G form of staying to mean the future tense, okay? I like it, so I'm staying here means I'm going to stay here. Okay, so he's using the I am V-I-N-G in a different way that we normally do it. Okay?
Absolutely. And next, let's get back to the article. It's Uncle Charlie again, and
Uncle Andrew, I should say.
He says, "Don't tell anyone my secret, though." That's right. It's a big secret that he is from the future. Something is a secret. This noun basically means it's information that you don't want other people to know. You're trying to keep it only to yourself or only to a few close friends. If your friends tell you a secret, that's information that's important for them to kind of keep quiet. Don't spread that around. And as, of course, everyone knows, if you go around spreading secrets or telling people others the secrets of other people, you might lose friends that way. No one likes to have their secrets told to the whole world.
Let's go to our magic box to find out more about it.
Magic box! 小亮点!
Hello friends, welcome to today's Magic Box. Do you like Roxy and Shia's adventure this time? 你喜欢 Roxy 跟 Shia 他们这一次的冒险吗? Did you have a good time reading it? 这一次的故事读起来有开心吗?你们发现我刚刚所说的两个句子里面都提到了哪一个字?没错,就是 time 这个字。Time 的意思呢可以有很多种。我们先从课文当中的看起好了。最后一句话的 I like the food and this time, the time, 是什么意思呢？读过课文之后，我们就知道这个 time 所指的是时代或者是历史的某一个时期，是一个可数的名词。因此呢，我们可以说 Humans have started using fire since ancient times. Humans have started using fire since ancient times. 人类他们早从古代就已经开始使用什么？火了。这里所看到的 ancient times 指的是历史的早期。那么我一开头所提到的两个句子 Do you like Roxy and Shia's adventure this time? Did you have a good time reading it? The time 呢又是什么意思？给你三秒钟想。 OK, 这里的 time 有次回的意思，表示的是一段经历，同样也是一个可数的名词哦。所以我才会说 Do you like Roxy and Shia's adventure this time?这一次的冒险故事你喜欢吗？而我们也可以在 time 前面加上形容词，比如说 good, bad, hard 来形容这一次的经历。所以 did you have a good time reading it? 则是在问你这一次你读得开不开心？你以为这样就结束啦？还有另外一种 time 也是可数的，像是这一句话 My room is three times as big as yours. My room is three times as big as yours. 我的房间是你的三倍大。所以你有猜出来这里的 time 是什么意思吗？对哦，这里的 time 是用来表示倍数。虽然到目前为止讲到的 time 都是可数的，但是呢，也要注意一下 time 有当作不可数名词用的时候哦。比如说当作时间解释的时候，你就千万不可以随便的加 s。比如说我可以说 I want to spend some time with my family on my birthday. I want to spend some time with my family on my birthday. 我想要在生日的时候呢花点时间和我的家人在一起。这里的 time 当作时间解释就不可数啦，千万不要说成 I want to spend some time with my family on my birthday.听到你这么说的人啊，可能会替你捏把冷汗。所以呢，只要记住一个要点 ，time 当作时代、次数、倍数解释的时候呢，是可数的；当时间解释的时候呢，则是不可数的。复习一下，来考考大家，我要怎么样用英文来表示以下的这一句话呢？学一门新的语言需要花很多的时间。刚刚如果认真听的话，应该不难回答哦。The answer is, it takes a lot of time to learn a new language. 大家都答对了吗? Magic Box, 我们下次见咯, bye!
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到咯!
Okay, so Mike, we're going to play a quick game of Hangman.
Okay.
Okay, with one of the words from today's article. Mm-hmm. So here, Hangman Mike will have to guess letters that he thinks are in this word. It's one of our word power words. If he gets it right, I will write the letter. If he gets it wrong, then we're going to start putting him on this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's right.
Oh, you've already drawn half of the thing.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my gosh.
These words aren't too difficult.
This is high pressure. All right.
Okay,
so what's
your
what
first?
We have here, you see, there are seven blank spaces. So each one of those will be a letter.
Okay.
And I'll try to guess the right letters. Now, if a letter appears twice, Pat will still write it in two times. So I don't have to actually guess each one, just the right letters that you find in the total word.
Okay.
Whenever you're playing Hangman, the first letter you should always guess is the letter E, because it's the most common letter in English.
Oh,
E is used in more letters than any other word, and I'm a letter.
It's not
and
in
I'm
this
sure
one.
It will be in there.
No, it isn't.
It's not
There's
in there.
There's your head on the hangman's gallows.
That's a tricky situation. Well, E, of course, is one of our vowels. What's another common vowel? You're probably yelling it at the TV or your computer screen now. How about A? A is a very common letter, too.
This marker's not the greatest marker in the world, but there's an A.
A there.
There's an A right there.
All right. So now we have three letters missing, an A in the middle, and then three more letters missing.
That's
Maybe you guys can have an idea. I'm still pretty stumped. So I'm going to guess another vowel. I'm going to go with the letter I.
Yep, that is the second letter.
Ah, all right. This is looking...
this is a terrible marker.
Looking a little...
You may not be able to see it, but there's blank I, blank A, blank, blank, blank.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. But look, there's a lot of blanks over here. Maybe there's another vowel. Maybe I should guess O? I'll guess O.
No.
Ooh.
No O there.
No O in there. How about U?
Oh, dear.
Oh, nope. So these are the only vowels we have. Ah, it's getting tricky. The letter T is very common.
Oh, dear, there's
T is
other
not in there either.
Nope.
Hmm. Do you guys have any idea what it is?
You'll get it in the end.
It must be very, very, very tricky. How about the letter N? N's quite a common letter.
There it is. It's right there.
Oh, there's an N in there?
Yep.
I-N-A. Okay, I think I have an idea, but I'm still a little worried about down here. Y is sometimes used as a vowel, right?
There you go.
I-O-U, and sometimes Y?
There's
a Y at the
end. Last letter.
Ah, this gives me a good clue, because Y is often how adverbs end, and we have that adverb finally.
There we go.
Will it be in there? There we go. And see two L's? They're both written in at the same time.
Yep.
Of course, we finished. So, finally is our answer. And how many? Ooh, I only had two more legs to go.
Yeah.
And then it would have been finished for me. But luckily, we got the word correct. The word was finally. So there you go. Hangman, a great game, a great way to waste 5 minutes of your life and learn new words at the same time.
Yes, indeed.
What's wrong with that?
Well, that's the end of our wrap-up for today. Join us for part two of the time travel article tomorrow.
Finally.
Time travel. Home at last. Roxy and Shia arrive in their Uncle Andrew's house.
Shia, look! We're in Uncle Andrew's house!
There's a newspaper. Look at the date.
It's December 26th, 2016. It's the right day.
We're finally home.
What's all that noise?
Uncle Andrew!
Were you kids playing with my machine?
Yes, Uncle. It really works. We went to the past and the future.
Where did you get the time machine, Uncle?
I'll tell you the truth. I'm from the future.
Wow!
I like the food in this time, so I'm staying here. Don't tell anyone my secret, though.
Newspaper. Newspaper. The newspaper arrives at our door every morning at 5 a.m. The newspaper arrives at our door every morning at 5 a.m. finally, finally. After 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams. After 9 months, Henry finally found the house of his dreams. Noise. Noise. The old washing machine is making a lot of noise. The old washing machine is making a lot of noise. Past. Past. My grandma likes to share stories from the past. My grandma likes to share stories from the past.